Okay, so thanks so much for the opportunity. So let's start with something easy. What did you have for breakfast?
This morning I stopped at Outpost to get breakfast, and I started talking with you before I went inside, so I haven't eaten breakfast yet.
Sorry for the delay your breakfast.
Yeah. No problem.
Okay, so first, may I have your name?
My name is Rhea Mangum.
Okay, anything you want to say about yourself?
Well, I would like to shamelessly plug myself just for a brief moment. I'm currently in the running to be on the cover of Muscle and Fitness magazine, HERS, and it's actually a voting competition, so it applies to this interview very much. If you are interested in looking me up and checking me out and voting for me, I would highly appreciate it.
Thanks so much. We'll start this. Here... for here, we have this scale over here, and from this side is trust, and this side is distrust. So where would you put you in the scale?
Like actually move this or just tell you?
Yeah, just
move it. Okay. So I would say between the trust and the distrust of the voting system,
like in the middle?
I would say it's a little more higher than the middle. I would say it's more over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, if distrust is 0 and very trust is 10, what number you will choose?
That looks like about a 7.5 to me.
7.5.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. So, is there any like stories or like why you choose this spot?
Sure. Not necessarily a story, but kind of like an explanation. So especially in the process that I'm going through right now of being in a competition that relies solely on votes, I'm learning that my trust for it is in like the promotion of the topic or the person and the issue. So promoting it gains votes more than just seeing if people will vote for you or not. So in that sense, I trust the system in terms of the outcome and the results based on how well you participate in the voting process, both the people who are voting and those that are trying to be voted for. And then as far as distrust, it is lower, but the reason why I'm maybe not a 10 is because I don't fully understand personally how like all the little caveats work as far as like, well, there are always rules of like what actually counts for a vote or what would disqualify a vote, or like there are certain rules around voting for different things as far as like one vote daily or you can vote as many times as you would like, different things like that. So I feel like it's not a perfect system, but I do think that it's very interesting and I feel like I can trust the system as a whole.
Nice, nice. And so where do you think people should be or where you want to be on this scale?
So the ideal rating on the scale? That's a very good question. I would like to say it's maybe a little higher than where I have mine. I would want to be closer to like an 8 or an 8.5.
So what do you think we can do to help people to be in that position, or under what situation people may achieve to this point?
I feel like the only thing that I can think of that would really assist with that would be transparency. So a little more knowledge and information about the voting system, how it works, especially when it comes to something that's very important to the person who might be voting.
Great, thanks. And we have a very interesting challenge for kids. Do you want to participate?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
I love kids. Yeah.
So it's basically just imagine that you this is a kid from the UWM Children's Center.
Okay,
so basically if you are face to them, and then you need to like explain to them what is why vote and how do you do it and how would you introduce to them what are you going to say to them, like,
okay,
regarding to why and how to do it.
Okay, Hi kids, my name is Rhea and I'm here to explain to you today the voting process and how it might help you in your life as you move forward. So when you have the opportunity to vote for a cause or a reason or a person that you think is really cool and you want to support them, the important thing is to remember that your voice matters and that your vote counts. Everyone is important, everyone is unique, everyone is special, and you all have the opportunity to make a difference. So if you get an opportunity to vote for something that matters for you, I would say just do it.
Great, thanks so much.
You're welcome, yeah. Thank you.
Well, that was a good one.